December 21st, 2012. This marked the completion of the Great Mayan Cycle and the beginning of a new world age. Hi, this is Maureen St. Germain, and I was selected to join Humboldt's men who originally wrote about the end of the Mayan calendar on the solstice in December 2012 at Chichen Itza, the Mayan temple in the Yucatan. He wrote, "Now is the time for the woman to lead as a spiritual teacher. Women will not be silenced. Yet it is more than that. It is the time of the divine feminine within you, whether you are a man or a woman. It is time to get more in touch with your feminine side. It is time for the balanced divine feminine and the balanced divine masculine in both men and women. Each of us, male or female, have the opportunity to amplify the divine feminine aspects and the divine masculine aspects. And this prayer anchors in the divine feminine in you." This prayer was released in Egypt. But before I give it to you, I want to remind you that in the 10th chakra, your creativity, synchronicities, and the merging of the divine masculine and the divine feminine are present. Allow yourself to activate this chakra as we open to this prayer. In the summer of 2009, the planet was bathed in the energy of the balanced female for both men and women. There was a need for a new female energy on the planet. This new energy would replace all the misuses of the divine feminine. Even my book editor, who is not prone to messages, was told this in the show. "The divine feminine wants to speak with you, Maureen." He doubted it and then asked his higher self if the message was real. His higher self said yes. Earlier in this decade, 2010, the permanent flame of the Divine Mother had been bestowed upon me. This came at a time in my maturity after my own sons were grown. While the boys were young, I prayed daily for the mantle of the Divine Mother. I did this because I was so worried that I wouldn't be a good enough mom. I had been told that this new energy would finally be installed in the reality by the end of September of 2009. These energies would make it possible for all humanity to enhance their femininity in a balanced way. We were told, "Your ceremony at Philae in the Temple of Isis is significant. You anchored into this reality the great winged disc that represents balance, both male and female. Mark, the Egyptian participant, carried this device in the physical as he was a priestess in the sacred temple here in Egypt. He volunteered for this job because of his connection here. You anchored this energy into the crystal with your work earlier." He threw it into the water after the removal of the winged disc and launched the device, the winged disc, spreading this energy to the entire planet through the River Nile. "Everywhere on this planet, the role of the divine feminine is changing. Your job is to anchor this energy through your prayer. We were asked that this message should go out to the world and know that it is available. Here is the message. We are here for you. Give yourself permission to be the divine feminine in action daily. And you may do it like this." So before we actually give you the prayer, I will tell you that you will be asked to say it three times, and I will record it for you three times, so that you can play the recording and follow along. Each time, the intensity will increase for you and for all of humanity. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being part of your own divine master.